Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann who is chasing the ball. Strickland reaches third base with a triple. Westlake goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westlake is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. Lund strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niemann. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Erickson now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to third. Delsing moves to second. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to third for the out. Westlake moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. Glynn moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Glynn scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing throws the ball into Friend, who relays the ball to Hatfield, who tags Mitchell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Strickland scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal Erickson. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Madison covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-3 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski throws to second for one, and Avila throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.